Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
What's happening, people? Happy Sunday, happy fun day. We back at it again, another week, new topics, and some fun. Let me welcome my awesome co-host, Mo Beans. What's happening? Okay, let's see. Oh, there you go.
I'm thinking. Oh, okay.
Mo Beans.
What's up,
there
bro?
You go.
What's up, man? What's up, Miss Lovely Black? How are you doing this evening?
Man, I'm amazing, man. I'm amazing, man.
That's what's up,
man.
Look at that energy. Let me get some of that sunshine.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm ready to get into it.
Yeah, you was kind of low there. You was kind of low there, but he's back.
Okay,
he's all back.
Right, I'm going to hype it up. Yeah.
Hey.
Word. It's my song. You know. You hear that.
Right. Get your crawl. Get you ready. Get your hype.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Man, how was your week, buddy?
My week was good. You know what I'm saying? It was a holiday weekend. So Thanksgiving, me and my wife cooked. Had an intimate dinner. You know what I'm saying? my wife is kind of giving me some, like, dirty looks, you know what I'm saying? I think she's beefing with me a little bit because I guess we was, like, invited to a couple of, you know, different events this week, and I just couldn't make it, man. I just, you know, like, I was just chilling out Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, I like to just be – I don't really like to be in nobody else's house on Thanksgiving unless it's my family, you know what I'm saying? I'm, like, kind of how you were saying in ATL or something like that. Certain things you were just like, nah, but, you know, in Orlando, you probably turn it up with your family. That's how I kind of feel during the Thanksgiving holidays. Although, you know, like I said, I did get some invites, but I like to just kind of, you know, like just kind of reflect and be thankful for things that I have in the comfort of my own home, unless it's with my immediate family. And then, you know, but my thing, it was good. You know what I'm saying? I made my turkey. You know what I'm saying? Turkey came out good. Food came out good. Still eating leftovers. Matter of fact, whipping up something now, stuff that, because we bought so much food that we didn't even get a chance to cook everything, so we just had extra. So I'm making a nice Sunday dinner now as we speak. And then I got caught up. I was doing a lot of interior decorating this whole, like, up until, like, about 2 hours ago. So I'm just kind of, okay. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of, like, just spent a little bit, but like I said, my wife went to this masquerade event that one of her good friends had. I couldn't make that last night, so that's why she's a little tight. But, you know, we got more things to come. So that's been my week for the most part. How was yours?
Right. But, you know, it's important to support your mate, you know what I'm saying, and what they do. I was just having this conversation earlier today.
Okay.
About especially for women. You know, I think the thing is that men don't take the time to think how we think, you know, how we would feel in certain situations. And as a woman, she's gonna be supportive of her man. Well, you know, the women I know, we supportive of our man and what he's doing, you know, but, you know, when it turns around, I don't think we understand that he don't intentionally not support or not be there, you know, because they don't have the same strength and the same energy that we have most of the time. But, you know, that's a big deal now. I was just having this conversation today. Gotta tighten up on that part.
I feel that.
We don't celebrate holidays.
You don't celebrate holidays?
It was so funny. I think it was like last year, I want to say. It was about last year. And my son, he had been in the same daycare for like, you know, since he was born when we was in Atlanta. And she had like the Santa app, and, you know, she would let the kids call and talk to Santa and all this stuff, right? And so, you know, he got in the car, and he was so excited. He's like, Mommy, I talked to Santa. And it was, you know, and I was like, who the hell is Santa? And he was like, Santa, the man who gives us the gift. Now, maybe this is the petty part of me, or, you know, the woke part of me. I'm not really sure. I'm kind of caught in between. But I stopped him and said, baby, ain't no white man coming to give you no gifts if you good, okay? It's Mommy that gives you these gifts. Why would I go out here and bust my butt and then give credit to a white man? That's not how that works because, you know, I work hard for that. But, you know, I keep
kind of
them away from those fairy tales and things like that. So we did eat, right? And we call it feast day. Okay. You know, we don't go into that whole aspect of, you know, yada yada and all that good stuff. But my aunt birthday is on that day, and so we threw this major surprise birthday party, and it was everything that we expected it to be and more. And she had such an amazing time. She turned 56, and it was nothing in the world that could have stopped me from being there to share that moment with her. You know, my mom was very young when she passed away. So for my aunt to make it to 56, it meant a lot to me. It meant a lot for me, for my mom to make it to 56. And, you know, she made a promise to my mom when she passed that she would be there for us, and she really has. And
wow.
So, you know, we did it big for her. And I said, I'm broke now, auntie, but it's okay. And she was like, you broke? As I was sending her money via Cash App. She was like, oh, my God. You know, she walked away with, like, she was 56, and we gave her $560. So, you know, for her, that was like, super dope,
yeah,
and you know, wine,
yeah,
and
that's a surprise. That's what's up.
We had what 16 different dishes, to the point we couldn't even. Everybody couldn't eat everything. It was ridiculous, man. But you know, I did my thing, and it was okay. I didn't take any leftovers. I think I was the only one that didn't take leftovers.
Didn't take nothing for the next day. You know, that's when the food tastes better the next day.
Listen, right? So I had a few drinks, and I had to take some people home. So I really wouldn't.
Still could have got
and
you
my phone
went
dead. So.
I got you. Sometimes it'd be like that. Sometimes
it's
just.
It wasn't
you
know. That big of a deal. It's all good. So, listen,
you,
man,
got
we
you.
Got an action packed show tonight, y'all. Okay. I want to welcome home my right hand man, Ant. And I think this is him on this line. Let me make sure. Ant, this you?
What up? Thank you.
Hey, what's happening, homie?
Good, I'm blessed. Probably Dave is just streaming.
What's up?
You too far from the phone. I can't hear you.
Oh, hold on. I'm on the car.
Man, so while he getting straight, if you guys have been tuning in to the show, about a year ago, we was like super crunk, and you know, it used to be like eight of us on the line showing out every Sunday, and Ant was in the middle of that because he's a fool, and Ant had to go away for 11 months, and he came back, and the first thing he did was hit me up and said, I'm back. So, you know, we want to welcome Ant, you know, back to the show. You know, he fresh out doing new things and focused. So, so what have you done so far since you've been home?
Man, I just family time, man. Family time, like family means the most to me. I'm family oriented, and spending every day, minute, second, hour I can with my girl. Like she my rock. She held it down. She did everything right through the ups and downs of me being away to maintaining the household. She was there through it all, good and bad. Like I can't
support.
Give no credit.
Right.
Credit to the guys.
What's up?
Getting me through it at the same time, like, you know, it's a burden having somebody go away, and she did her thing, as well as my family, so I really just want to give them a big, big appreciative thanks, like, because it wouldn't have been possible, but first, like you said, first thing I did, I was on my way home, and I was just like, yo, I'm hitting you up, like, I'm back, it's back to business, it's back to work, like, how's the podcast,
wow.
When you told me everything, I was just like, man, I'm glad. Like, I'm so glad it's still doing it and going stronger than ever.
Right. So let the people know what you're doing. Ant is into music and some other things. But right now, what avenue are you jumping back into? What networking scheme are you dealing with right now?
Man, right now, I'm up. You know, I'm still doing the music. I wrote a lot of music when I was away. So I'm working on getting my studios up off the ground again. So as soon as I get that done, I'm going to start dropping all the new music out. And right now my avenue is just focused on working. Like, I got a 9-to-5. I jump right back into the same job I had when I left. Like, it's like I didn't even miss a day. So I'm going to be working my 9-to-5 and getting my music back in order. But at the same time, I'm looking into opening up a transitional center to help other people, other offenders out, like convicts. So that and T-shirts. I got a whole bunch of ideas, and I just got to stay focused and put my
stop
priorities.
Telling secrets, man. Calm down. Anyways. Anyways. No. Seriously. Yeah, man, welcome back, man. We did miss you, and I tried to check on you as much as I possibly could because, you know, you always kept it real and you was always live and you're a friend of the show. So we definitely rock with you the long way. And this is my awesome soft co-host, Mo Benz. And, you know, he be looking for
man.
Somebody to be on here live with him.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so
what's up. I need somebody.
Into his,
yeah.
What you call that? Your distinguished gentleman?
No. Distinguished gentleman, yeah. The savage gentleman. You know what I'm saying? That comes out of me sometimes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Mo was a pimp in his other life, and it just reflects via what he's talking about. I'm pretty sure that he was a pretty old pimp, and he died pimping. And so he was reincarnated, and we get some of those pimp stories and some of those pimp point of views. And it's kind of amazing to hear an old man speak, and then he comes back to home. So, man, for real. So, oh man, we got a lot to cover. We got a lot to cover. So I'm trying to get to this topic. Mo, I mentioned you in the question that the young lady had. She listens to the show every week, and I kind of chopped the question up because it was long.
All right, that's good, man.
But we do welcome y'all questions, and we're here to talk about them. So. From my understanding of this question, she was asking, did you see the one that I mentioned you, when I mentioned you on the business page?
Is the question you're referring to, is that what approach do you take when helping your mate and he or she isn't using the investment wisely? That's the question I got.
Right, and then how do you, I think the second part of that was how do you pull back? You know,
that part I didn't
when you
get.
See that they're not using investment wisely, right? So basically, she wants to know, you know, if you're in, you have somebody and you invested into that person, and they're not like you are making a return off of that, but they're not doing anything to make it grow. You know, they're not doing anything with the money, and you're in a relationship. So how do you maneuver that? And you know, how do you back away from this situation, and how do you get away from this situation? And you know, it's about business. So I love talking about business, but also being grounded. So you know, I want to jump into this topic because this is a very important topic because. I just was sharing on my page how I just got into the mold of helping people, like, that I was dealing with. You know, I was raised to be independent, and therefore, from the time I was 18, I had my own. I had my own car. I had my own house, you know, and it continued to be that way because that's what I was taught to be, right? But as I got older, I realized, like, okay, if you got everything going on and you always on your sauce and nobody can come to you and say, hey, you know, trying to, you know, not that you want to have game ran on you, but you just always own it, you know. A real man really don't want a woman like that because a man wants to feel needed and wants to feel wanted, right? And so I just got into this phase that, I am like, you know what, if I'm dealing with them, then I want to do business with them, right? And so my spiritual advisor was telling me, he said, the person that you're going to end up with is going to be somebody that you can do business with. And I said, here's the choppy part about being in a relationship with somebody you do business with. One of the two will get lost in the sauce. For a woman, you know, we would prefer to lose the business and keep the emotional standpoint. And for the man, he's going to prefer the business over the emotional standpoint. So there's already an imbalance. But being one, you have to be able to build with the person that you're with, right? So that's just like you see a guy and he abusive, you know. Let's just say verbally abusive. But you like him, so you keep going. But in the end, it's not going to work because he don't change. He's going to still be that same verbally abusive individual that he was, and you're going to get tired of it, and you're going to walk away. When you seen it at the beginning, you should have acknowledged what you seen and kept it going. So now I take that situation and apply it to this question. If you and a person are together and y'all building, and then this person gets lazy, he didn't just get lazy. He been lazy. He didn't just start, you know, messing up the money. He been messing up the money. But now you're in a zone to where you are really like in go get it mode, and he see that, so he's slacking up now. It's visible to you, you know, more than him trying to hide it. Now he's slacking up. Now he don't wanna go hard no more, Mo. You know, he wanna chill a little bit. And you in go mode, but you already seen that. So there comes that thing like, When you get to a certain point, if you build up so much with a person, walking away is kind of like stupid, you know. So now you got to figure out how to rearrange what it is that you're doing. Rather it's you take over the part, you take over, grab the torch, and do what you got to do, or you got to, like, have those conversations with them, like, okay, man, you slacking. I need you to get on your A1. I don't want to be with anybody that I can't build with. I don't want to be with somebody that I can't sit down and have love conversations with and business conversations with because I'm a businesswoman. So the hard part is finding somebody that is genuine about having both with you. Because when you have the assets, you will attract certain people that aren't genuine about you, but they're genuine about what you can do for them. Did that make sense with that?
Yeah, no, it's complicated, but yeah, I got it.
I definitely get it.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I say, like, I'm trying to choose my words carefully with this. I mean, I was in that position. I feel like, you know, I want it. I'm hungry. So anything that anybody do for me while I'm on my mission and while I'm accomplishing my goals, I'm very appreciative. I'm very loyal. I talked on this show a while ago about being in a 3-year relationship with an individual that I should have been left, but I was so loyal to this individual because he was with me when I was making my transition from the industry to, you know, regular life. I didn't have nothing, and he was there for me. And so when I got on, you know, I said, give me a couple months, and I got it. And he said, I never thought that you would really be where you at, you know. I went from nothing. I didn't have a car. I didn't have no money. You know, I didn't have anything, man. I had lost almost all my stuff moving to Florida. I told this story before, you know. And when I got to Florida, it was like I was like, okay, you know, I got to regroup my mind. But I was so miserable. And I moved back to Atlanta in a U-Haul truck, and I had the bare essentials, 2 beds, you know, my clothes, washing dryer, and some kitchen stuff, and my 2 kids. And I came back to Georgia, and I was like, well, I got to figure it out. And he said, you don't have to pay no bills. Don't worry about it. I got it. And that meant the world to me, right? I put the groceries in the house. And I said, I still want us to be together, but this house, this apartment too small for us to live here, so I'm going to get another apartment. But then when we get ready to buy a house, you know, we can do what we do. And he was like, yeah. You know, women be talking that talk, but they really don't mean it. And within 3 months, guess what? I had got another apartment. Within that year, guess what? We was buying, I went to the car lot buying a brand new car off the lot, zero money down. Within another 6 months of that, guess what? We was buying 2 houses. And he said, I've never met a woman like you, right? And you always hear that it ain't you, it's me, and this is that and the other. But I love this man to the core. And no matter what he did, I wouldn't leave because I felt indebted to him for him being there with me through a time that I never had anything. But it was I had to wake up and say, you know what? It's time to go. You know what I'm saying? And for me, that when that switch click on, you know, you get it. So with that being said, I'm more understanding to people that are in certain situations, and sometimes I'm a little too understanding. So as women, you know, we become emotional and we want to help the dude that we with and we want to come up and X, Y, and Z. But I said all of that to say you have to be mindful of who you help because not everybody really want it as bad as they say they want it. Not everybody's going to really go out here and grind the way that they say that they're going to grind. They telling you that they want it, but when you put them in position, they fold. You get that? They fold. They ain't really trying to go chase no check. I done did it before. You know, somebody did it for me. Let me go do it for somebody else. Let me put you in position. Let me see what you're going to do. Fold. That wasn't a loss. I got that money back 20,000 times. But you have to be mindful. You can't. Everybody don't want a bill. So what do you think? But I mean, like, we went over this a couple of weeks ago, you know, when you were saying, like, how you and your wife in a better position, you know, than you, because you was trying to get your license and stuff back straight with your real estate. So
yeah,
how would you approach a situation when you and your wife building and then somebody slack off and it's like, what am I going to do? How do you approach that?
So how do I approach the situation as far as the investment in who? Like the investment in her and an investment in our relationship? When you say investment, what part are you talking? The time, money, what, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out what part.
Financially.
Well, financially. Okay. Well, like I said, between like me and my wife, it's a partnership. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we love each other and it's a marriage, but it's also a partnership as well. So, you know, like I knew my wife was going to be in a position that she's in now too. So I, you know, when I was in a position to help her out and, you know, maybe she wasn't financially where she needed to be, you know, I was there to make sure I had her back to make sure she's good. And like I said before, I know the pendulum always swings, you know? So with that being the case, you know, I'm like, you know, let me make sure she is in position. So if the pendulum swings and, you know, especially because I already have my mind on it transitioning into something else because, you know, I could have, you know, I could always go a route where I could just work a 9-to-5 and make good money but not be totally happy because it's really taking all of my time. You know what I'm saying? And I start getting to this point that I feel like I'm just making somebody else rich. And it's just like, no, I got to get my time back. So that's why, you know, I, you know, got my real estate license. And that's a grind, too. I'm in the grind right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, between interior decorating and then, like, you know, doing this show and stuff like that, I know I got seeds planted. So at the same time, the way I was able to help her out is kind of vice versa now. You know what I'm saying? So. But it's like it's an investment. So you guys really got to trust each other. And, you know, it's a process, too. You know what I'm saying? So the process, too, whenever you in type of a business with somebody or investing in somebody, especially that you're in a relationship with, I think you got to play to each other's strengths. So whatever my strength is, I can cover your weakness and vice versa. So,
right.
You know, that's what I've been dealing with. And, you know, it's tough sometimes because, you know, like I want to just put myself, I know what I need to do, you know what I'm saying? But it's just sometimes just being patient, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? And just covering all grounds to build a stable. Because like I said, my whole thing was this. I, you know, with this real estate, I wanted to be long term. I didn't want to be no flash in the pan. I get in, get frustrated, and get out. So I've been laying down a solid foundation. So once it does start rolling the way I anticipate it, you know, I'm in a great position, but it's just, you know, it's just being patient. So, you know,
right.
But at the end of the day, like the top part of the question, like what approach do you take when helping your mate and he or she isn't using the investment wisely? I mean, if y'all start to clash, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully me and my, that's what leads to breakups and divorces and stuff like that, because that's the main thing why a divorce or breakups happen a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? It's just like one person is doing one thing and y'all just not on the same page. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Arguments start and, you know what I'm saying, and y'all just not vibing on the same thing, and that's why. And then sometimes, you know, like my whole point too is everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer in that. And, you know, it's like survival of the fittest. Will it survive or not? You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of, I don't know the answer.
My thing
is
that I don't play when it comes to money. Now, if we're together and we doing this, we going to figure it out, right? But I don't play.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I, like, don't tell me that you out here in these streets, you know, not saying doing nothing wrong, but don't tell me you gone from the house every day all day, but you ain't got no money. That's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know how to, you know, I know how to play my position and play my role because I'm going to hold mine down at all costs. But, you know, for this topic, too, because I want to make this known. Some women help out the other party just to have a sort of control over that party, right? Meaning, you're going to do these things for this individual because they're in a situation, because they down. You're not doing these things out of love. You're doing these things because you want to have a piece of control over a man. And here's the thing. You can never have to.
Well, I hope we didn't get cut off.
Yeah. My phone went out. You can never have control of a man. You can control the situation, but you can't control. You can't have control of a man. Like, you can't. Like, men have power. We have to understand our roles, and we don't understand our role in this relationship. We will never accomplish what we need to accomplish. You can't buy a man. Now, what you can do is play yourself out of position trying to put money in a man's pocket and trying to persuade him to be with you, because guess what? Not this day and age, man. It's a lot of women out here playing men roles. And I say that by taking care of men, you know, rather he in a position. You got some people that's generally, like, just not in the position to do things. And it's not that he's not a man, but if you got these women coming up saying, I do this, I do this, I do this, he going to take that because he trying to get to where he got to go. So, you know, he going to do what he got to do in order to, you know, survive. It, you know, the finesse game is what you call it.
Yeah.
So he really didn't finesse her out of nothing, but, you know, she coming at, man, you know, babe, you ain't got to pay no bills. I got this. Some women, that's what they talk about, investments. Well, I'm paying all the bills in the house, and I told him to just go on out there and get his money, and then in a couple months, we should be on. So in a couple months, he ain't brought no money back to the house. Now you sitting here talking about, now I invested in him, and he ain't really did what he's supposed to do. No, bitch. No, that's not how this works. Now, what you thought was that you was finna get you some good in-house dick, and you was finna have this man here at the house with you every night. You knew goddamn well he wasn't finna go bring no money back. But I digress. I'm gonna play the question with you though. But as a woman, you have to understand that the way you start a relationship, the way you start a relationship, lady, is the way that motherfucker gonna end. If you don't start it being real to yourself, don't get mad when somebody beat you at your own game. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna rock with me, let him rock with you genuinely. Man, listen, you're a grown woman. As a grown woman, I learned. Ain't no way that you should have a grown man in your house not paying anything. So if here's the thing. If you can't go get this car, that means your credit bad. So why the hell am I trying? I'm going to sign for it. So if he ain't got no case, then that means that he don't do right by his responsibility. So why the hell I want him here with me? Understand this, like we put ourselves in a lot of situations, and then we sit back and be like, but he did. No, you did. You did this to yourself. I don't know. What you got to say, Ant?
Yeah, I'm with that 100%. I feel like a man should have his roles as a man and make sure that both parties are taken care of. Like, it's crazy because me and my girl were just talking about it earlier today, and especially when I was gone, like, her money was helping me out while I was gone. And now that I'm home, I'm like, the first thing I'm thinking about is just like, yo, my first check, I'm going to make sure that this and that, and when we move in together, I'll make sure I can pay the rent or the mortgage, whatever we do. And she's just like, you know, I got us until you get on your feet. And I'm like, yo, as long as I got money coming in, my money is yours. So, like, when we go out now, you know, I got 2 weeks before I get paid. She's doing it still, and I'm just like, yo, when I get paid, I just said I want to do everything that you've done for me and do for me. I want to do it right back with you. Like, it's about communication. If you lack communication, you lack everything, because you don't know why the other person's mad. You don't know why the other person is doing what they're doing, because you're not expressing yourself or letting it be known. And if you lack communication, you don't lack the partnership or businesship. Like, everything that you do get on the lap because there's no communication in. And as a man, I don't want to just be like, oh, thank you all the
yeah.
time. Like, giving and receiving a one and two, you give back what you give out. If I'm not
some men don't
nothing,
even say thank you.
Yeah, but
some men just
say,
you rude motherfucker. They don't even say thank you. But I said that, okay, so listen. Let's talk about this, right? You got a rider right now. You got a down chick. Now most men go to jail, come home, they ain't got no job, no nothing. You jumped out, you working, whatever. You doing your thing, right? Now, with
yep.
that being said, that speaks volumes about your character because you own it. And she is a rider because she's doing what she's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? In situations like that, that's your man. You're supposed to make sure he's straight. And in return, you just see how he's going to react. Now, the chick before her, though, the chick that used to stalk the radio show, the chick that used to
What's up?
Yeah.
The chick that used to call from different numbers just to tune in to the radio show. This chick was something like the chick that I was just talking about. Look, you got a little something and you trying to do this to keep me in a certain position, but you already know. You know, okay, well, I already told you, I think it was something like, and I already told her, he used to threesomes and, you got to be okay with that in a relationship, okay? And she said okay, and then you flipped it up when you got in a relationship. No, I don't want to do no threesomes. Okay, well, I'm going to go over here and have threesomes, And
yeah, boy,
it's the trickery. You know what I'm saying? It's the trickery that women play. So, ladies, I'm never going to be one-sided when it comes to a conversation. I'm always, I got to play both sides because I know how ladies get down. Ladies be with the trickery for real. Y'all be really playing. And you can't, it's like a game that you playing. And when you play this game and somebody beat you at it, you want to get mad. Like, no. But men do respond better to bullshit, You can have a chick that sit at home and hustle and got everything going and X, Y, and Z, and she going to get dogged out from her dude. But you got these mugs out here that's playing, oh, man, yeah, I'm going out, but I'm working. That's all. I ain't doing nothing. And screwing everything that she possibly can. And look, they love her. So, I sometimes I sit back and like, dude, is this shit really worth it? I try to stay on this right path, but boy, again, it's hard. So when you tell me you invest in somebody and it's not coming, listen, I cannot see myself marrying somebody for love, okay? And this is just an honest fact from an honest female. Marriage
Speak
is
on.
Not about love, okay?
No.
Love is an
Marriage
ever-changing
is a commitment.
Emotion. It is an ever-changing emotion. Trust me. So if you marry somebody because you love this individual and then 6 months down the line you don't love this individual anymore, then you gonna be like, well, I want a divorce. No, fuck that. Listen, if you can't get money with this individual, if you can't build with this individual, if this individual is not about having something in the same manner that you are about having something, you don't need to be trying to get married to that motherfucker. Straight up. Cause I need to be able to say, well, you know what? I can't stand them right now, but let's get to this money. And then when we doing better, then it's, I love them. Look, it's like that. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the Numerous Lovely Black. Who just called in?
Hold up. Hold on. What they got going on?
And I'm like, hold on. It's not like you called up.
What you got in the background? You kind of got it loud in the background.
Man, in the background. Man, look, I could be watching The Walking Dead, but I called your ass to find out what the fuck this all about. And y'all talking about a bitch having a threesome. What the fuck they got to do with my investment in this hoe? Come on now, Black.
Yeah,
you know exactly who the fuck is this. Like, no, I'm confused.
I know who it is. What you got to say? Let me hear what you got to say. How about that?
Look, I've only been on for 6 minutes. I don't know what the fuck going on. All I heard was about a threesome. I'm thinking we trying to, build something. But first of all, I ain't about to pay nothing for these bitches anyway. So we just going to admit that shit in the butt. Bitch, if you broke, you broke.
Fact.
Fuck that.
Ain't building
if you broke, bitch, you broke. I ain't about to fuck around and take up all my motherfucking money. You see what I'm saying? You
so
can't
if she broke, would you invest in her if you wanted to be with her, though?
Listen,
you saw potential.
If we're together, you my bitch, I done fucked around, I done fucked up and came in, we had some baby shit. Motherfucking ass, because I don't want to pay all that fucking money. So, yeah, bitch, you about to go to school and all this other good shit. So I ain't got to pay for all that. But if we just meeting up and shit, man, fuck that up. What's wrong with you? The fuck? The fuck you mean? Hell no.
Listen.
Oh, we together. What the fuck is together? Man, everybody all of a sudden, everybody all together. What's your definition of together? How many years we got to be together before I be like, all right, bitch, I'm going to invest in you? It's called income potential. You know what I'm saying? Income potential. When I look at a bitch, you got to have income potential before I put my dick in you. I mean, you got to have the potential to be to do something, which means you got to already have been doing something prior to me getting there. Now, if you falling short, hey, man, you know they got like 2-3 jobs out there. You got to show me that you're willing to do that. Man,
yeah,
you know,
but,
oh, man, my light bill, my phone bill. Bitch, how many jobs you got? Oh, I only got one job. What you do? Well, right now, I did some nails the other day. That's it?
Yeah.
So you ain't find another job. So they got motherfuckers out here with 3-4 jobs. But you only got one. I don't know, bitch. You just...
But listen,
okay,
so let me rearrange this question. I'm going to tell you, after he answers this question, I'm going to tell you who this is. It's funny. So here's the thing. What would you think of this? If I had a dude and he was down on his luck and I was helping him get on his feet, but he wasn't doing nothing with the help that I was giving him. He wasn't bringing back a return. I'm just spending money.
So you,
would you see
right
me
now
doing something like that?
So you're tricking right now. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That it does sound like a trick.
You know damn well, well I ain't tricking. You know damn well I ain't tricking. You stupid.
You like that trick. All right. What the fuck are you talking about? So at the end of the day, right, I'm a man, you're a female. We all men. But at the same time, we have animalistic instincts about us. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When you down on your luck, right, it's human nature to grind if you got it in you.
True.
You see
right
what I'm saying? If you down on your luck, it's human nature to grind. I'm talking about grind and grind. Get what you got
survival
in you. But
yeah,
if you fuck around and you pacify a man, right, if you pacify that motherfucking man, you keep that titty in the fucking mouth, he ain't going to leave the house.
He
that's
ain't
the same thing
right
with a bitch.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with a bitch. If you pacify
yeah,
that bitch, that bitch ain't going to go out there and get it. So all
that
you
was
doing
the point that I was trying to
doing
make.
But that's all
yeah
you're doing. You're enabling the nigga. Come on,
that's
man
true.
What the fuck?
This is my right
he's
hand man.
He's codependent upon you or she's codependent upon you.
Right. You see what I'm saying? That's the same thing with a dude. It goes both ways, but it go by what you got inside. You see what I'm saying? It go by your mental. If a motherfucker who got that hustle in him, if you take that hustle from him, that's a wrap. That's the same thing with all these free shit. When you give a motherfucker free shit, they ain't going to work for it. They're like, man, fuck all. I got to wait like another day, 2 more days, I get a fucking check. Cool. But if that check don't come in, they get out there and they get it. Or they
that's
fucking
right
stall. Oh, they
right
fucking stole.
So how long have you been knowing me?
Oh, bitch, I'm old. No, I don't know. How many years? We're going on like a decade now. I mean, fuck.
But
2018.
But so how would you describe my instinct, my animal instinct?
Man, it depends, bro. Sometimes you be bullshitting you. You my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You my nigga. It just depends on who the fuck around you. If you ain't got nobody around you, you grind. But if you got a motherfucker who just keep giving you, man, you get lazy. That's real shit. You can sit here and laugh all you want. When you ain't got nobody around, you grind hard as a motherfucker. But as soon as a nigga be giving, oh, shit. Oh, man, Black be like, look.
Ms. Lovely, Greg, in previous conversations, you done said the same thing. Like, as long as nobody around you, you grinding. You said that. But the second you get comfortable is when you fall off. You did say that. Me and you have conversations.
You start gaining weight and everything, nigga. Shoot.
Oh, I ain't say all that.
Oh, shit.
Fuck that. You start gaining weight and everything. You getting good. You start eating good and shit. You adding chicken to your ramen noodles.
Ooh, big boy pocket.
Boy, you crazy as a motherfucker, man. I'm not fucking with you, man. Like, hey, listen. I'm cracking up, right? This is my best man, man. This is my best man from another land, man. We was 10 toes down when I was in Louisiana, you know, doing our thing. But it still is to this day, and it's super funny. But, yeah, I always say, like, if I ain't got no females around me, like, I'm grinding. He's being real petty right now. But I was just talking about the conversation where I was with the guy, you know, who was with me when I ain't had shit. But the thing about it on a female standpoint is when you got a man that's doing all these things for you, he becomes controlling. He becomes one of these people that he don't want you going nowhere. He don't want you doing nothing. He wants you in the house, you cooking, you cleaning. And I had got into that phase. And let me tell you something. In all honesty, that was the most miserable time of my life. And not because of him, because I was in love with him, but I'm not that person. Like, I'm a businesswoman. I got to get out and get it. You know, I travel the world. I've been I've been all across this beautiful ass country. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 38 to 40 states. You know, I've touched, I've seen, I've been in. You know, for a day or more. You know, it's this country's beautiful. I've been out here. So it's one of these things that, you know, I can't get with somebody that wants me to change my personality and who I am. I still cook, I still clean, but I'm very outgoing, and I'm one of those type of people. And as I was said, I can't marry nobody for love, because that's an ever changing emotion. I'm a businesswoman, so you got to be able to do business with me. And if I feel like you ready to do business with me and you always on it, then we can go for it. But love is not going to be the recipe to us being one, because that shit don't cut it, not with me. You know, I'm at it all the time. You know, this joker here, he used to call to check on me. Where you at now, Black? Where you at now, Black? Where you at now, Black? You know, this is how our conversations start out. You know, or, you know, you ain't got the room. You know, you ain't around here fucking nobody in the ass, is you? You know,
Oh, damn. Oh, man.
Hold up.
Boys, time out. Pause. I thought this was about investment.
This my nigga. This my dog. Like, this my right hand man. Like, we talk about everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything. So I'm gonna tell you a real funny story. Right, we're gonna get back on. So I lived in Baton Rouge, and he in New Orleans. So I would go down to New Orleans from time to time and chill out or whatever. So, you know, then, you know, I was, you know, the adult film actress or whatever. And that's why I talk so fast, right? That's Louisiana. But then, you know, I was the adult film star. And I had a lot of fans. So this one particular person came through. And so, you know, he wanted me to put the scrap on him, you know. So Goofball was up there to the room. So he was like, I'm finna take off or some shit. And I said, all right. I said, let me holler at old boy. But I didn't tell him why I said, let me holler at old boy. I just said, let me holler at old boy real quick. And he took off, right? So old boy came. I put the scrap on him. You know, that's my fetish. That's my thing. And then he left. I went, and I got something to eat. And so by the time my homie came back, he was like, nigga. Why the fuck it smell like chicken?
Chicken. Fried chicken. Oh, greasy shit. Fried chicken. Now, mind you, you got the story fucked up. The nigga was leaving the room while I was coming. Yeah, the nigga was leaving the room while I was walking in there, bitch. He wouldn't even look me in my eyes. Hey, damn, nigga, what the fuck's going with this nigga? Shout out going to the room. I smell fried chicken. What the fuck y'all doing up in there? Eating some fucking fried chicken or something? I thought he came, you know, that's the money. This motherfucker allowed me to sit on the bed before she tell me she just fucked this man in the ass.
No.
Hey, yo, when I tell you that joker clowned me for forever about that shit, I had the latex gloves and everything. He was like, nigga, you got the whole operation. Like, we didn't have some hellified moments, but, you know, I done been there when you know, he one of his baby mama, she liked that. She liked the, fuck with dudes like that, and he said, you know, you do what you want to do, but you know, just don't try me like that, and, you know, I was there, you know somebody from when they got one or two kids, now he got, like, 20, you know what I'm saying, and vice
hold
versa,
on,
you know,
no
so, whatever,
don't speak no
but
Juju on me.
Friendships, right, and bonds are important. It's important for business, it's important for just life in general, right? There's somebody, me and him never slept with each other. We didn't slept in the same bed, everything, ain't never slept with each other because this is a genuine friend. This ain't one, you know, I'm not one of them chicks to say, this is my homeboy, but yet I'm chopping him down every time I see him. That ain't your homeboy, that's your cut buddy. But, you know what I'm saying, like, I think as women, we have to be true to ourselves. As I would say, we got to be true to ourselves and what we really want instead of trying to trick a man into doing something for us. Like, I'm independent, but I'm learning to relinquish that, you know what I'm saying, like, turn it over some. I know I can't always, like, be the head, but I had to learn that I can't relinquish power to just anybody. I can't just allow anybody to step in and take the reins. I am willing to give them up, but to the right individual. You know what I'm saying? You got to allow me to be me. I'm a very loyal individual. I'm not a person that if I'm in a relationship, I'm cheating, because then I might as well not be in a relationship. I take it very seriously. There's certain things I look for in a relationship and in an individual. But the one thing I'm not going to do is trick you with my money, because I'm not finna carry a grown man. I will have your back, right? And so a part of having a man's back is seeing that he doing shit for himself and knowing that, okay, you know what, maybe a little push will help him get to where he need to be. Maybe a little nudge will, you know, allow him to get there. Not having a man and he talking you to death, telling you everything that he would do if he could have did when he should have did. And then you say, oh, okay, well, let me just invest in him because maybe he could have done it. And then he go and buy a 50-pack and spend the money because he done bought a pair of shoes, and then you got to re-up and get a 40-piece. Like, come on, like, we have to make smarter decisions so we can't look at him and say, you know, oh, man, he messed up, because he didn't mess up. You messed up. You know what I'm saying? Because you put your trust into the wrong individual. So you have to be smart about the things that you do when it comes to investing in people, but it's okay to invest.
Well, I mean,
but
it's just like anything. I mean, it's just like a business investment, a stock investment, a home investment. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know what you dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Before you invest, you know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure you make a sound investment, because you know you don't wanna. A relationship is just like that. I mean, when you put it into that perspective, you know, if you make a bad investment, that could set you back years. You know what I'm saying? So you just
trust me. I know.
Sure, you know what I'm saying? This straight up.
This nigga hurt my little feelings when he said investment. Man, a relationship, like just like your boy just said, a relationship is about investment, right? But you got to look at your motherfucking investment. You got to look at the long-term goals. Unless you're a day trader, they buy and sell stocks through the day. But depending on what the fuck you buy, it depends on how long you plan on keeping. If you plan on keeping it forever, you got to go with the highs and the lows. That's just like the stock market right now. That shit is dropping like a motherfucker weekly. I'm taking L's weekly. But at the same time, I know in the long term, that investment's going to pay out. You see what I'm saying? So when it comes down to a bitch, if she has income potential, right, if she's doing the things that she needs to do for my gains further along the lines, and it's okay because you're going to take an L regardless of the fact. You're going to fall short.
That's true.
Facts. You see what I'm saying? So when you talk about love and marriage, you got to – you marry somebody for love. You don't marry nobody for a fucking business opportunity.
I ain't married nobody for love. That ain't it.
All right, that's
you got to have some type of love in there. Yeah, you got to have some
right, you know what I'm saying? Because
you got to have some type
business.
Of love for that individual.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to have some type of love for him, but I'm not marrying somebody just for love. That I might as well say, you know, I'm going to go marry one of my exes because I love them. But the shit don't work. We got to have a common ground because marriage is a business. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Marriage
I'm
is a business
go back
in itself.
Look,
right now, right, for the last 3 weeks, the FDA came out saying that they're going to ban menthol from cigarettes, right?
Okay.
So the number one cigarette supplier is Altria when it comes down to the stock market. As soon as that report comes out, right, the stock plummets. Now, you need to understand that cigarettes is addictive. So it doesn't matter how far that stock plummets, eventually it's going to get its gains back. The returns, the dividends is quarterly when it comes down to our trade. Right now, the bitch lost about probably like $10. You see what I'm saying? Right now, it's in the red. But you keep buying because you know it's going to go back in the green. It doesn't matter if they ban fucking menthol. You already know it's worth. You see what I'm saying? You've seen the potential. You know what's going to happen in the future. So you just buy while it's low. And then you get your fucking returns when it's high.
Big fact.
That's the same thing with a, you see what I'm saying? That's the same thing with a relationship. But when you start talking about you ain't going to marry for love, you're going to marry for business. Hey, baby, there is no seeing the future if it's just straight business. See, love, you see the potential with love. When it comes down to business, anything can happen. Motherfucker Bernie Madoff can come through and fuck you clean over. Now you butt-ass.
You start over. You start over. You know how many losses I done took being out here as long as I done been out here? You know how much money I done ran through? You know how many millions I done seen? You take a loss, but, like, if it's in you, you're going to get it back. If it's in you, you're going to grind. If it's in you, you're going to do what you got to do. You knew how I was getting money. You knew how things was. I mean, it ain't what I told you. It's what you done seen on my standpoint. But when it comes to it, I look at it the same way. Love is going to change. Love is going to come. Love is going to go. You know, as long as it's somebody that you can see yourself with, somebody that you know, y'all got a lot of things in common, somebody you can see yourself growing. Love is going to come. That's going to come. But what's most important to me is that we can build together, that I don't have to, like, listen, the only reason that I haven't got married right now is because I'm so scared to have to pay somebody alimony. You know what? If they go do something and you just be like, I'm done, you still got to pay these folks. You feel me? It got to be somebody business-minded to what we saying, you know, we finna cut ties and let it be gone. We ain't got to go through all of that if that's what's going to happen. Like, all that other stuff, you know how many people, you know, who married for love? Mary J. Blige married for love. And look, you know, Monique, you know, she married for love a couple times. And
no,
you know,
was
she was paying out. Like, come on, man.
Hold on now. Mary J. was a business relationship, and she took the short end of the stick.
No, she married that man because she fell in love with him. He married her for business. She fell in love with him and married this man and still stuck paying this man. She married him for love. He was on
the list. That nigga business contact, and now she getting the dick. It's the difference.
Man, listen.
It started off
as
business,
it's business. Yeah,
you know,
like, she fell in love with him. Okay, let's go get married. Listen, let's do both. That's all I'm saying. Like, I want to be able to do both. It's nothing wrong with it, but we got to be able to do business together. We got to be able to have a conversation together. Like, whatever it is
that
he's doing, I'm supporting him 100% as long as it's nothing illegal. And as long as I'm supporting him, man, listen, I'm your biggest cheerleader. We making it do what it do. I have no problem. If it's me on the flip side, you know, if it's me on the flip side and I have to invest a little bit, then it's what it is, but I'm going to make sure that I see a return. You know what I'm saying? If I don't see no return, if you just telling me what you wanted to do and I ain't seen you doing it, then I can't do that. Like, that's just not going to happen, buddy. So, listen,
I was just going to say one last point. I was going to say all that is kind of some love mixed in there because – you know, that person
both.
That you said you. Oh, you did say both. Okay.
I said both.
You said both.
But
okay,
we got
right,
to be able to do business. It can't just be love. That's what I'm saying.
It can't just be,
oh, I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, you love me. I love you. Like,
yeah,
it can't be all that. We got to be able to do both.
Because that's the same. If you make
we
it that commitment, you loving the potential of you and that and your mate doing business together. And, you know.
Right. We got to do both. Can't do one. We can't do one. I'm not that individual. I'm too business minded. My mind on goal. You know, my ex was just telling me, he was like, man, you know, you're not a career person. You're a business. You're a businesswoman. Anybody know me? You don't know what type of individual I am. So you kind of got to align with. You know, I mean, come on. I ain't looking to outdo nobody, and I ain't looking for nobody to outdo me. I'm just looking for. You know, togetherness and build together and make it happen. So I can marry my folks. I can marry my folks tomorrow because, no, I can't. But, I mean, I can marry him like in a month or so because I kind of have, I believe in him. You know what I'm saying? I believe in what you're doing. But listen, let's go into the world famous chop up, right? We got a couple topics that I really wanted to talk about, and you know, I really don't have much to talk about. It was a good topic tonight, so hopefully that we broke your question down. And if you got any more questions, please feel free to shoot them at us, and make sure you follow our business page on Instagram, SBNDLLC on Instagram. Now, the world famous chop up. My favorite fucking time, okay? Now.
Me too.
Okay. So, Dwight Howard and Future got blasted yesterday, okay? Future come out and say, oh, big cap, she lying. The girl ain't lying. She got his ego down.
Hold up. Real quick, if you don't mind, it's Bubbly Black. First, set it up for the people out there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Go ahead.
Set it up. What's up?
Man, Future got a new baby on the way from this Haitian vixen in Miami.
Shout out to Haiti.
She's a bad.
That's a slut. Yeah,
she's been sleeping with him for years. He mad because he got another baby on the way, you know. But we know Future got a bunch of kids. And he said, she capping. She not capping. She telling the truth. That he got an ego. Listen, I got a baby from a rapper with an ego. This is biggest Futures, and
really?
He ain't got half of the money. So she ain't lying. She pregnant from him, and I can't wait for her to have this baby. Hopefully nothing happens to her. But my favorite topic, all right? Moving on. Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard, boyfriend, trainee boyfriend, came out.
What?
I know.
The fuck? Dwight Howard.
A trending topic on Twitter.
Trainee
like,
boyfriend came out. They went to sex parties. The trainee boyfriend like has audio of him and Dwight Howard, text messages of him and like the trainee released everything, right? And like they going to sex parties and Dwight fucking these other men gay. So I feel like, you know, if you fucking men without a rubber, then I feel like he probably already got that package because. There's no way that you're going to be okay with sleeping with a man without a rubber. And, you know, that's the number one
way.
It
was confirmed that
he
was actually having, like, a relationship with any text messages or whatever.
Yes.
The receipts or whatever.
Man, the tranny dropped everything. Women ain't exposing men. These men exposing men, right? These men exposing men. But here's the thing that get me, right? They always talking about bad bitches, bad bitches, bad bitches. Let me tell you something. That shit get old. Do you know Dwight probably done had 1,000,001 bad bitches, okay? This man makes millions of dollars a year, okay? This man had picked one of the ugliest trannies that there could have been in the United States to have as his boyfriend. Because the boy ugly. The boy looked like a boy for real. He just got long hair, you know.
But how do women get old?
Huh?
Yeah,
women don't get old, man.
But I've never heard of bitches getting old. I don't know.
Man, listen.
I've been around so many women.
Okay, check this out. I'm going to give you a prime example, Smooth. So check this out. We bought the film in New Orleans, right? Now I had my own website. Right now, you know, I had, you know, movies. I put them up. They getting like 1 million views. You know what I'm saying? I was popping. You know what I'm saying? I was popping a little bit.
All right.
So I was like, okay. So I told him we had a mutual person that we knew. It was more so his homeboy, but his homeboy was just stupid gawking. You know what I'm saying? So we was like, okay. I said, let him get tested or whatever, and then I'm going to shoot with him, you know what I'm saying, when I get there or whatever, right? So I go to New Orleans from Baton Rouge, and we get ready to shoot with old boy. Now, old boy probably, you know, the one thing about it is, you know, you ready to get it in, you finna go in here, your dick going to get hard, you're going to do what you got to do, business handle. When it came to me, he was so fleeked out that it was me. He was so fleeked out that he was finna do what he was finna do with me. What happened to him, Smooth?
Man, now hold on now. I can't let my nigga go down like that. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't built to fucking front the camera. I don't give a damn what they say. You see what I'm saying?
Look,
like, yeah,
no, don't mess up my point, dog. No, it wasn't even the camera because he couldn't even get right off the camera. He was so fleeked out that he was standing there and that I was finna allow him to shoot this video with me that he couldn't get right, okay? He could not get right. So I said that and I made that point to say that you never know what happens. You got to think that some of your best porn stars, as far as men, are out of the game right now because they done had too much pussy. You, a regular man, wouldn't understand what too much pussy is. A regular man wouldn't get it. But when you got women every single night throwing themselves at you, multiple women at a time, you can have anybody you want. You hot, you got a man, you got money. Listen, that shit get old. It get old.
No.
But what makes
it
you
old.
Go over to the next gender, though? Like, no.
Right.
It ain't even about gender. They down making it like they pulled up a tweet that he tweeted a couple years back. He said, "Ass is ass, man." It ain't even about him looking at the gender. He looking at the ass. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Let me tell you something. As far as my nigga go, listen, keep it real with me. Let me know what I'm getting into because that shit is real like that. We got children. You know what I'm saying? That shit is real. Listen. Put a rubber on.
No.
But guess what? My nigga, you ain't got to ever worry about all that other stuff. I'm giving him ass. I'm giving him, look, stick it in whatever hole you want to. You ain't going to get tired of me, bitch. Let's just try it in the air. Let me hear you coming, nigga. Women ain't holding their shit down.
But it's true, though. You see what I'm saying?
Is it true? Because
the fact you're telling the truth.
No, and
man, the man released audio and text messages and all kind of shit.
You see what I'm saying? I need to see that shit. Audio is one thing. Like, anybody can sound like somebody.
Dog, the man ain't never come out. He never denied it. The man had already tweeted ass is ass.
Yo.
Listen, so we going to go with the fact that this little boy telling the truth.
The boy was straining him about, in the video,
the boy was straining him about sleeping with other men at these parties without rubbers. The white devil denied it.
Well, look, like, the problem here, right, I come from a different generation. You see what I'm saying? See, back in my day, nigga, if you ain't had nothing to say, you just ain't say nothing. You see what I'm saying? So just because a motherfucker say something, that doesn't mean that
you
I
and
the give
white
the
ain't
power.
Even nowhere near cut from the same cloth. Cut it out.
Hey, I don't know. All I know is that I'm the type of person, if you're not – if it's not worth talking about,
okay.
Then I'm not
so,
going to
so
give you
so here's my
power.
Take on this, right? The white got a bunch of kids, right, by a bunch of different women. Like,
okay.
He got, like, a lot of kids from a bunch of different women, right? That means that he don't like to wear rubbers. So when you put me in a situation to say that this man got caught up with some shit and he wasn't wearing a rubber, I will believe that shit.
Huh? Well, the one thing I will say, hold on, let me just say this one part. Like, when you did the research, he supposedly met this dude on that Nick Cannon show, right? That Wildin' Out, I think.
Wildin' Out, yep.
Yeah, because they did show, I saw a clip, and I guess this was, I don't know if this was from the same, if he was on there multiple times or whatever. This dude started twerking, Dwight Howard, 6'11", 6'10", Dwight Howard, twerking, slapping his ass and doing some old crazy suspect looking shit. And then the little part that I was like researching a little bit, because I was like, all right, we'll probably talk about this on the show, was then he met the dude at that same, you know, at this, because the episode I saw, this guy, I mean, from the clip, like, Dwight Howard was just wild. You know how people like dudes, don't ever twerk, man. Like, that's just going to have me look at you suspect. Cause
they showed the clip of Dwight Howard going to sit down next to his teammate, and he grabbing on his, he trying to grab the dude's penis while he trying to sit down.
Wow. So that could
y'all trying to get a man, listen, the man like Duke, and it's okay with me. That's why I like what I like. I've had my strap on fetish, right? I've had my pegging fetish, my finger in the booty fetish. I've had my fetish since I've been about 19 years old, right?
Man, you can't grab my
butt. It's so fun. But the craziest thing is that men like that. Fuck. Oh, y'all. Men like that, they want to go to that extra level, that extra mile.
You done
ran out of shit. It ain't fun no
more.
It might be some truth
to that shit, too, because, look, I don't know if you're familiar, but up in New York, it was DJ. He was Biggie's DJ back in the day. His name is DJ Mr. C. And he's on, like, in New York, there's a popular radio station called Hot 97. But anyway, he's a DJ. He was a known DJ, and he used to host, like, a couple of clubs in New York. But he got caught one time with a tranny, like, getting head. You know what I'm saying? And he denied it. Then he got caught again, you know, with the same tranny or another tranny or whatever, getting head or whatever. I guess that was his thing. So then, you know, I guess Master Flex, you know, other VJs or DJs is, you know, I guess, like, trying to defend him. But then he get caught a third time to the point they was like, yo, dude, like, you know what I'm saying? You need to just come out and just say what it is. And this dude talking, then he came out, was like, yeah, I like trannies, but I'm not gay. And then he was just talking about, like, the then he just went all into it, like, oh, no, I like head from something crazy. You know what I'm saying? So that shit happens, man. I'm not condoning
it. Look at Eddie Murphy.
I'm like,
look at all of these people that
my ears.
Got money.
My ears.
Like, you know, like, come on, man. It is what it is.
Man, I don't. You know what? I'm glad we talking about this because, you know, man, lovely, but you know already. I mean, I'm just getting out of lockdown, so
What's up?
I'm all around dudes 24/7, right?
The
conversation came up, you know. So they're like, "Yo, you get your ass ate?" I'm like, "What? Hold on, what? Wait a minute. I'll eat booty, but I don't even like her playing, like, grabbing my butt too much. Like, nah, hold up. No, we ain't going to do that."
Hey, they're all getting your ass ate.
So,
that shit feels so good.
So these kids up there talking about, yeah, I like
you,
getting flipped and dip. I'm like,
hold on, before I missed your last point because I was – I got me laughing. What was your last point you said? Before, go ahead, because I want to comment on what you're saying.
Nah, the dudes up there talking about, yeah, they like getting flipped and dipped. And I'm like, yo, can y'all please tell me what that is? Oh, man, it's when you get in doggy style and she lick you from behind. I'm like, nah, that ain't cool, dude. That, next it's going to be a whole bunch of other things. Like, and you talking about doing that with females or hiking your leg up, like, on the dresser or something. I was just like, yo, you're going too far.
Listen, if it's good to you, you're going to lift that leg up just a little bit. Now I can deal with just a little simple leg lift. You know, you put your hands behind your knees
bit,
and you just kind of lift it up
just enough to let it get in there.
But if you lay it on your back and you put your knees to the back, bitch, get out. We can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not going to say me. Like, nah,
yeah.
We ain't even doing any of that.
I mean, from a female, I ain't going to lie. From a female, that shit, ain't no fingers, ain't no none of that other bullshit. I ain't fucking around with that. But, yo, she want to, and why she, like, look at my, you know what I'm saying? My ball. Then she go down. Oh, I ain't gonna be like, nah. Like,
that's,
you know,
the best position for a man
that's
to be in, Mo. Listen, I ain't get on my hands and my knees. Listen, if you finna blow in that booty, you want him on his hands and knees, cause you got
all access to what it is that you're doing.
If you about to blow in that booty.
Yeah, I don't
know. You want him to be? You finna eat the ass. You want it? Man, I'm grown. Shit, I eat ass.
So you want blow?
So
air
I want it.
I want. Well, I don't need you blowing though. That's what you took it to. You blowing and you talk about.
Yeah,
like,
once again.
Yeah,
nah. We ain't doing it.
Listen, when you eat, Mo, you like your ass ate, right? So when your girl eating your ass, she ain't never just.
What's that? Nah, I don't think she did that.
Nah,
honestly, I'm just straight up. I don't think she did that. Nah.
Oh,
I'm just saying all that with head and all that. To me, that all goes hand in hand with that.
Hey,
but I'm like, nah.
She ain't never just. That shit feels so good.
Up.
That shit sent chills up your shit. Just sent chills up your spine, and you be like, oh wait. What's that? You know what I'm saying? You move to the side a little bit just in case that shit come back at you. But, man, listen.
No. Nah.
That shit
nah.
is amazing, man.
Nah.
Sugar
in my nah.
my ass.
Yeah, we ain't. Nah.
So she can't
no.
eat your ass. She can't put a finger in your booty.
Nah,
oh,
hell
no.
Nah,
you're
taking it too
far.
That's your G-spot. Y'all tripping. Y'all can't tell me that y'all done had great sex and you ain't never had her sucking your meat by sticking her finger in your booty. That's not
nah.
You ain't had that.
I can put her on.
I've been fucking
for years, yeah. I'm a peep
gamer.
I've never had a problem coming. So why would I want you to stick a finger in my booty? You know what I'm saying?
Because you're going
to
come fast.
I ain't never had my...
Now, peep game, now you trying to turn somebody out. That's why you got to be careful.
Yeah,
somebody.
Exactly.
She's trying to choke you to death,
girl. You lost your fucking mind.
That's not like a trick.
That's not like a trick.
That's a little go-to move. That's your setup.
You trying to get somebody domestic.
You're
going to jail. Trying to get somebody domestic.
Man, listen.
Yo.
If you press charge on me, boy, it's going to be a problem, man. If a man ever press charge on me, we got a problem.
We already got a problem.
I'm confessing. You're going to jail.
I'm Usher on that one. Yeah. These are my confessions. Yeah.
You
went up there and said I wrote a statement.
All right, Usher Raymond.
Doing time. Yeah, So
if we was in the bed asleep and I just
I'm gonna think somebody breaking in.
I sleep in your booty.
I sleep light.
No,
trust me. Like if you touch my ass while we sleep, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Fire off.
Not fire off. I'm gonna destroy you. You're gonna wake up like what happened? Ray Rice style, bitch. You gonna propose to me. Talking about will you marry me from this ass whooping I gave you.
Yeah. You gotta know not to never do that again.
Yeah. You don't think twice about it. You don't think twice about touching your own ass.
Y'all already know I be with the shit, so y'all feed into my shit tonight. So
niggas and shit.
Yo, man, you trying to get it. You trying to get somebody set up, yo.
That's funny.
You don't hear about this.
Hey, ladies, they clowning on the radio. But it's a whole different story when you in that bedroom and you make that shit go down.
No,
so don't
it ain't.
Be scared.
It's the same
just
shit.
Try
it's
them,
the same
boo-boo.
Thing.
Try them.
Like, yo, no, I get that.
I can put my girl on the phone. I'll put her on the phone.
Try
no,
them.
She'll tell you, I ain't with it.
But Mo, if you like to get your salad tossed, right, she going to stick her tongue in there, so why she can't stick her finger in there?
That's something different, man. Like, that's something. And then, like,
nah, she ain't even doing that with me.
Look, see. Nah, that ain't going down. I'm just saying the tongue is something different to me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, she got to be good. Like, all that comes with the fellatio. You know what I'm saying? So, nice with that. She go down. You know what I'm saying? Like that's all works in. You know what I'm saying? So, and I ain't saying like I'm just like just do that for the longest. I'm like, you know, why she doing that? Then that get me right to all right. Now it's time for me to
right, turnover. Let me get them back shots. Or, you know, get on top and let me see that rodeo action. You know what I'm saying? So it's just setting up the move for me. You know what I'm saying? That's just a setup.
So her eating your butt is setting up the mood for you, but you don't like to incorporate food in the bedroom. You said no to strawberries.
Nah, I don't. And truthfully,
I can't be with a man that don't like strawberries and whipped cream
and
in the bedroom.
Look, check this out. Nah, I don't like that. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna keep it 100. I like receiving that shit, but I don't like doing it. I'll go down and and get some. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't with licking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even, as far as returning a favor, I ain't even really all with that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't mind getting it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, see, y'all so one-sided. Like, man.
Yeah, I just got my.
That's right. There's only one side, goddamn it. My side.
Word.
If you touch my ass,
I like to be
you won't have no sides.
Yeah, none. I will give it to you all day long. I will lick it clean.
Oh,
but
man.
The second you think that you're
listen,
you are women.
Dwight Howard seems to agree with me. So while y'all going off on a tangent, goddamn it, Dwight Howard is my man, he seems to agree with.
See, I don't do the social media shit, so I don't follow it, so I don't really know if it's true or not. Like,
I
the only thing for me is to just go ahead and leave you as just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still get a benefit of the doubt.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That was funny. Y'all got my stomach hurt.
How
was
teammates
super funny.
Feel about that?
Man, most of them like that, man. You would be amazed, man.
I just
you
don't even know about
you would be amazed at how many men like that. Put it like this. More men than not.
Yeah, I don't know.
What you don't know won't hurt you, man. I don't need to know.
Right. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't
want to
some things I don't need to know.
Yeah, I don't need to know.
I don't need to, nor want to.
Anything.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still my dog, just don't let me know about it, you know?
I don't want to get done with you, you know what I'm saying?
Like if the shit come out,
saying.
We can't be friends no more, so for the sake of friendship.
Yeah, it goes along with your erection problems and my mama titties. Put them in the box and throw that bitch in the middle of the ocean.
So y'all wouldn't be friends with somebody that
no.
y'all know, like?
No, fuck no.
Nah.
Nigga, the friendship over. Yeah. Like, I told you, take that shit to yourself.
You
nigga.
Buy it.
Yeah.
Yo, buy it.
You fucking right. I'm a hypocrite.
What he like ain't got nothing to do with you.
I'm a bigot.
It do
y'all
because
be
I don't
biased,
know if he
man.
Up there thinking about me. I don't want
well,
him thinking it's okay
what?
To
if
try me.
If he was
me.
Thinking about you, you too late now because he done already thought about you, so you can't do nothing to change that.
No. Like the thing is,
I don't need to up there pick his phone calls up no more. We ain't got to go out no more. We ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And you can keep all the calls that you don't borrow from.
What type of vibes this nigga picking up from you to make him feel as if he's comfortable enough to come out and say, hey, bro,
tell you that.
I like a motherfucker to stick their finger in my ass. Like, huh?
That, listen, once again,
it don't happen like that. It don't never happen like that. It's a thing like, first of all, you got to pinpoint it out. And I have this ability to pinpoint it. And so basically you bait them. You bait them with, a conversation, a simple conversation about it. Or you fuck around and send them a picture or a video and be like, my bad, I ain't mean to send that to you or whatever the case may be. You let them know that you're not just talking about it, that's what you really do. And then that brings them in to be comfortable with you, and then, I'm saying it is what it is.
Yeah,
nah,
right,
I just gave you...
That goes back to when I was locked up. We were talking about, how do you feel about nodding on your girl's face and stuff like that? And the dude was just like, well, I nutted in my hand and I tasted it. And I'm like, yo, why would you tell me that? Like, what was that? Where in the conversation
he's secretly shooting his shot to see what, when they shooting their shot to see what you're going to be okay with. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And generally your first response
is
to be like, hell no, but then you might come back and be like, what he want to hear is, I tried that before. Or I ain't put it in my hand, but I came inside of my girl and I ate it. That's the same thing. You come inside your girl and you eat it. It's the same thing as you hitting your girl raw and then you stop hitting her and you eat it, and then you start back hitting her. It's
yeah,
the same
shit.
So,
shit.
I mean,
no,
brother, it may not be on your
no,
level
no.
nasty. Y'all all nasty.
I don't do none of that shit.
I don't do it. Like, yo, hey, once I, hey, she better get her before I get mine, because it over with. Well, you better go take a shower. I, man, listen,
like, once I
promise
I come
you,
that's a wrap, bitch.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's over with. It's, you not
yeah,
getting nothing with no, no. My head ain't going down that way. You better go wash
it
out and then make sure.
I don't feel the vibration.
Yeah.
Man,
listen,
Dwight Howard seems to disagree with you just as well as I do. So salute to Dwight Howard.
Well, he's more of a man than I am.
But I mean, you know, we don't have no black men left. They're killing the black men. Then they taking the other part of the black men, and the other part they going to white women and every other type of woman. And then from there, then you got you know, this shit here going on, you know. My thing is that, I mean, and here's a nice little secret that I don't mind sharing. I don't date men that date white women.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with black dudes.
I had an experience one time to like try to sleep with a white woman, and it was just like not what I was into. But I don't date men that deal with white women. I don't.
Yeah,
I ain't
saying
lie. Like, I used to love the white females because they were just so they were gullible.
I'm retarded. I'm thinking y'all niggas talking about Terrence Howard. You talking about the basketball player?
Well, no,
she kept saying Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard.
But, yeah, but you know, Howard. I'm a racist right now. I'm thinking about Terrence Howard. She talking about Dwight Howard. Oops.
Oh, man.
My bad.
This whole time you thought we were talking about Terrence Howard.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, nigga, what the fuck?
Oh, that's why you was like, nah, I can't believe it. I feel you. But the White House, you like, okay, yeah, I see that. Yeah, that shit makes sense, right?
My bad. Oh, well.
The White House is a little suspect.
Hey.
Man, he moves suspect, though, but.
Yeah, the White House is suspect.
Nah.
I'm thinking, like, that probably is true. With Dwight Howard.
But then you know they got that that anti-discrimination bullshit now when it comes down to the NBA. So if that motherfucker speak out in the wrong way, that can cost him millions.
Oh, talk about, I know. Yeah, that's some bullshit too. Like, you got to be so politically correct to protect
right,
gay
you know
people and shit. Shit's crazy. So, man.
I feel
like all the sports are getting watered down anyway.
Right, right. So if it cost me $10 million to say, man, fuck me, thank you.
You can't, no, that's not, don't do that. That's not. But listen, y'all, you know, we at the roundup. We down to our last 2 minutes and 15 seconds. It was a great show. I want to thank everybody for calling in, same time, same place. Salute to all of our folks around the world. We are over 30 countries right now. We thank you so much for tuning in and doing your thing. You know, here we speak nothing but the facts and nothing but the truth and, you know, a little bit of BS on the side. So that's what it is. make sure you follow the business page. My throat is scratchy. Y'all had me laughing so hard. Make sure you follow my business page on Instagram. That's SBANDDLLC. Also follow my main page, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one, and I'm on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one, MizzLuvliBlack. 90 seconds left. More fans, take it away.
Yeah, so that's what's up. So definitely, you know, if you want to be on the show, holler at me. You can definitely email me. It's MOBINNS@gmail.com. Definitely get at me on Twitter. It's going to be MOBINNS. And like I said, with my Instagram, building it back up slowly but surely. So if you want to holler at me on there, MOBINNS. So that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. And, you know, shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to the two fellas who called in. You know what I'm saying? This was great energy. It was good to get some other people on the line, get some different perspectives. And it's what we do every Sunday night. Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. And that's it. We're just talking our shit every Sunday. That's what it is.
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you tune in. And
also, too,
these are our point of views, you know. No harm, no foul.
That's it.
Make sure you tell a friend and bring a friend.
tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Call up and listen. And don't be scared to talk. Call up and listen, and, you know, you got something to say, you know what I'm saying? Speak your mind. Definitely.
Man, tonight we had a good number of people on the line, so that was a good thing.
True, true, true. It was a good show, good vibes, good energy. And definitely be on the lookout for I'm gonna tweet out the show, so anybody missed it, they want to tell their friend, put their friend on, definitely
welcome
follow
back
me on Twitter.
Good night, y'all. Peace.
Thank you.
Peace.
Good night.